Hello. Start your day. Jeff, Tristan, Chris.
Five.
Five.
You're being transferred.
Yeah.
Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Ches Nissan, 30th of March. Harav Shlomo Yitzchok, Bixen Spanish Lita, Haggadah Theme.
Today, Be'ezus Hashem, in preparation for Pesach, we're going to discuss an inyan that's negeya to the Agodah Shel Pesach. We'll start off with a question that the Mefarshim ask on the way we start, right away when we sit down, we make Kiddush, and then we start the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we start off with the Holach Ma'anyon. And we explain to the family, we show them the bread, the poor bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. And then we say, Kol dichfin yesev v'yechol, kol ditzach yesev v'yivsach. We invite everyone from our homes. We expect people to hear that we're inviting everyone to come. And we tell them, whoever wants can come eat. Whoever wants can come and partake of the Korban Pesach. Now, besides the question of how would it be possible, even if, let's say, we would have a Korban Pesach and we would want to invite people, we know that there's a din of menuyov, a Pesach in a nechal elo lemenuyov, which means you have to sign up for it, you have to register. If you didn't register beforehand, you can't partake of the Korban Pesach. So how is it that we're sitting down Pesach night and we're inviting people to partake from the Korban Pesach when it wouldn't work anyway? But that's, we'll leave that for now. But the bigger question is, why are we talking about Korban Pesach in Chutz Loretz? We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have the ability of having Korban Pesach. And we even mention Hoshata Hocha, Lashono Habo Ba'arad Yisrael. So we're talking about Yidden that are sitting in Golos, sitting down to the Seder, table, trying to prav a cheirus and try to relive the experience, the Bechol Dor Vador, Chai Vodam Liras Es Atzme Kid Hu Yotzam in Mitzrayim. But we're saying things which are not correct. What is the purpose of the Indian of saying Kol Ditzrich Yesevi Yivsach? Perhaps we can suggest as follows. There is a pasuk in Parsha Shemois when the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivayochel revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu for the very first time, when he sent him on his mission to redeem Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu finds himself in the Midbar. All of a sudden he sees the burning bush, and he's intrigued by the fact, Vasnanenu Ukol, and the pasuk says, Moshe says, Osirin over Era, let me go check it out, let me go investigate. Vayar Hashem kisar liro is vayikra edo lekim betoich hasne, vayoyim Moshe Moshe. Yes, this is my revelation to you, as Rashi says, why sne? And he sends him on his mission. What does he tell him? Vayoyim Hashem. Ro'oi ro'isi es oni ami asher b'mitzroyim. I've seen the pain, the tzar, that Klal Yisrael are going through in Mitzrayim. V'tzakosom shamati mipnei noiksov v'ered la'atziloi. And this is your mission. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks the question, what is the meaning of ro'oi ro'isi es oni ami? I've seen the pain. What's a ro'oi ro'isi? What's the kefil aloshin? So the Or HaChaim says a few terutzim, but the terutz that's negeil in yoneinu, he says a fascinating terutz, and he says asoi. We see in the Parshas Lech Lecha, by the Bris Bein Apsorim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, Yodoy Ateida, Ki Geri Yezaracha Beretz Lo Elohem, Vavodom Vinu Oysom Arvame Yashona, Avraham Avinu was told exactly what's going to happen. So there were two parts, Ki Geri Yezaracha Beretz Lo Elohem, and that started, according to Rashi, it started already by Leidas Yitzchak. That is the cheshbon of the 400 years. And then there's the inyan of avodum ve'inu oisam. Says the Rachaim, the two things are not necessarily connected. In other words, there's a certain amount of avodum ve'inu oisam tzar that Klal Yisrael had to go through. That was one cheshbon. Then there's a cheshbon of kigei yezaracha ve'eretz lo elohem, which was 400 years. Now, Rashi says, Be'etzem ayoyim azeh hoitzi Hashem, as tzivoiz b'nei Yisrael. What does Rashi says, Be'etzem ayoyim azeh? So Rashi says, when was Yitzchak born? Tezvov Nisan. 400 years later, exactly on the dot, Tezvov Nisan, that is when they left. In other words, they didn't linger for a moment longer than they had to. So definitely the cheshbon of 400 years of the Vavodom of the Arba Meir Shana was ended on Tezvav Nisan, the day we left Mitzrayim. However, says the Rachaim, the Vavodom Vino Oysam, the Tsar that they were supposed to go through, ended way before. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Ro'oi Ro'isi. There are two things that I see. One is that their time for tzar has expired. In other words, they filled their quota. They already did what they had to do. But we still have 10 months plus until the day that they're going to leave Mitzrayim. And that is why I'm sending you now, because as Chazal say, that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu started with the Makkas, which lasted 10 months, there was no Shibud anymore. And that was the way the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated it, that at that point when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent, the reason why he was sent at that time was in order for them to stop the Vavodom Vino Oysom, which they already had fulfilled, and they had to wait for the time of Arba Meir Shana, which happened on Tezvav Nisan. That is how the Orach Chaim explains the inyan of Ro'i Ro'isi. What do we learn from this Orach Chaim? We learn from this Orach Chaim a tremendous, tremendous lesson and a tremendous chizuk. Let's take, for example, in the Derech HaOlam, if Lo Yaleinu, a person, is sentenced by a judge, a Shoyfet Bos of Adam, he is sentenced, let's say, 2 years in prison. 2 years in prison, it's 2 years in prison. In prison, sometimes it could be cold in the winter. It could be hot in the summer. Sometimes you can go to a prison and the heating is not working. And not necessarily are they in a rush to fix it. Can someone tell a judge, someone was sentenced for 2 years, and that means that in the winter there's some sort of heat, and in the summer it's a bit comfortable. But it happens to be that in this particular prison, very, very uncomfortable. It's an extra hot year, or it's an extra cold year, and so on. Can someone tell the judge, Mr. Judge, take into consideration the fact that the guy suffered more than Stamazoi because of unforeseen circumstances? Everyone understands that such an argument was never even made. Because when a person is sentenced to 2 years in prison, it's with everything that comes with it. You know, prison is prison. It's not a holiday. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as you were sentenced to 400 years in Mitzrayim, and part of it is slave labor, so stick it out. You know, wait until Tezvav Nissen, and that's when you're going to be free. No. Every amount of Agmas Nefesh, every amount of Tzar is destined by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if it's not meant to be, it's not going to happen. And even though they're in Mitzrayim against all odds, the Rebbeinu Shlomo found a way of how to make that work, that they're still in Mitzrayim, but nevertheless, they're not working hard or at all. Now, in the way people look at things, there's something called a bad day. What's a bad day? A bad day means, to some people, you wake up in the morning, you make yourself a coffee, it spills. Oy, gewalt. Fine, you go to shul, you have a fight with the person sitting next to you about the window open, not open, and you leave shul in a very, very bad feeling. You come home, breakfast is not ready, and then another fight. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and you've already had so many bad experiences, so you say, you know what, today is a bad day. You write it off. So I already see how my day will go, as they say, mid the pit of my rope, and, you know, they write it off. There's no such thing. If a yid is a mammon, every agmas nefesh that a person has was written down, b'rosh hashanah yikasevon. And this was predestined by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that in the same day you had these few episodes, that was the Ratzon Hashem. But there's no such thing as having a bad day. Every day is a good day. Sometimes things happen. And there's a reason why. You have to be mizboinen. You have to make a cheshbon nefesh why it happens. We find this concept in a few other places. Let's see what the Torah says. Zochar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosam in Mitzrayim. What's hayoyim hazeh? The day. What's the day? So Rashi says, one pshat, remember the weather that you had when you left Mitzrayim. It was beautiful weather. It was springtime. The snow is gone. There's no mud. It's dry. Pleasant to go. That is the day that Ribbono Shel Olam took you out of Mitzrayim. Now let me ask you, Rabbi Isai, a question which I've tried and I did it. Let's imagine someone that went through the camps. Unfortunately, there are not so many people around anymore, but I did this exercise many years ago. Ask a yid that went through the camps and was liberated what the weather was on the day that he was liberated. So I've tried it. They looked at me like I'm crazy. You think we remember or we even cared what the weather was like on the day we were liberated? That was the last thing on our minds. So here we have Klal Yisrael. Finally, they're being redeemed from Mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Zochar es hayoyim hazeh." Remember the beautiful weather that you had on the day you left Mitzrayim. What's the message? What's going on here? The teretz is Hu Asher Dibarnu. Everyone will agree that traveling in bad weather is not pleasant. When it rains, it's not. You don't feel good. It's a tircha. Now, if they would have left Mitzrayim and they would have had to go through mud, and who knows what, they wouldn't have cared, because at the end of the day, you're leaving Mitzrayim. But that wasn't part of the plan. Part of the master plan, when the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, "V'avodom vinu oisam," this wasn't part of it. So the Torah makes a point, "Zochar es hayoyim hazeh," just to teach us and to tell us, every pain and suffering which they definitely had was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It wasn't stam, because you are in Mitzrayim and you're like, you know, in the hands of your oppressors. So whatever happens, just goes. No. Yes, they were the shlichim. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who gave you every part and every bit. And leaving in bad weather is not part of it. We find the same yesod. The Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, other Balei Musar bring out. The Torah HaKadoshah tells us by Yosef HaTzadik, when he was being taken down to Mitzrayim, that they sold him to the Ishmaelim, and they were carrying Nechoiz Valoit. Rashi says, what's the Torah trying to tell us? What they were carrying? Who cares what they were carrying? What kind of cargo they had with them on the camels? while they were taking Yosef down to Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Lahagit Shavoche Shal HaTzadik, that even though Bederech Klal, the Ishmaelim, their cargo is neft and very bad tar and bad smelling stuff, this time, as a one-off, they had good smelling stuff. Yosef HaTzadik, a Ben Melech, he's being sold as an Eved. I mean, you can't go any stoop any lower. And he cares what the cargo is that's with him on the way down to Mitzrayim. Say the Bala Musar. The message here is a very strong message, the same idea. Why was Yosef HaTzadik sold to Mitzrayim? So Chazal say, Ve'yishlacheyu me'emek chevroin, me'oitze eitze amuka. This is part of the Gezerah that Ribbon Shalom told Avram Avinu by Brisbane of Sorim. Chazal say, Ro hoyo Yaakov leired v'shal shalois shel barzel. In other words, the Rotzen Hashem will be fulfilled, as they say in English, by hook or by crook. And Yaakov Avinu would have gone down to Mitzrayim as a slave in chains. But Yaakov Avinu, it just doesn't work. So the Ribbono Shel Olam sent Yosef, sold him as a slave. He became the Mishnah LeMelech. Yaakov had to come to see him. That was the Hishtalshelus of how Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim. And that is the way how the fulfillment of the Gezerah will happen. Now, being sold as a slave is a terrible thing. I don't think any of us can even imagine what it means. But that's part of the Gezerah. But having to endure and having to go through bad-smelling stuff, that's not part of the Gezerah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam made sure that even though it's a one-off, it's against all odds, that's what happened. That time, they had a cargo of nechoyz veloit, good-smelling stuff. So what do we see? We see from here that by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing as, listen, what do you expect? This is what it is. This is part of the package. No, there's no such thing. Every detail is Ratzon Hashem, and that gives a chizuk, because if a person knows that this is what Ribbono Shel Olam wants, so we have to accept it. The problem is that, you know, people feel I'm being ba'avul by people and this and that, but if everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam in such great detail and in mamash, every little thing, even things that don't matter to people, like the weather or like the other cargo being that's being carried with him, that gives us a chizik to tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there with us, and imo enoche betzora, and when time comes, he'll redeem us. Now let's take it a step further. In today's world, this is something that we can all relate to, because this is very, very common. There's something called post-trauma stress disorder, PTSD. There are many, many people that train for that. Many people go for that. And it's something that everyone knows about. There's something called a trigger, things that will bring back these memories. Now, let's try to imagine, in the terms, today's terms, in our terms, how much therapy would each and every one of the Yidden that left Mitzrayim need in order to get rid of their trauma? I mean, this is a fact that the people that went through the Holocaust were scarred for life, because the concept of therapist didn't exist in 1945. It was a word that I don't think it was even in the dictionary at that time, therapy. And people came out, and according to professionals, many of the grandchildren of the Holocaust survivors are still suffering. And the question is if we'll ever able to be to break it, you know, as generations go along. So this is a fact. So let's try to think. What kind of therapy did Klal Yisrael go through to rid themselves of the trauma of Mitzrayim? Now, if we're explaining that every tsar that a person has and goes through is ol min ha-shamayim, and l'chayra, the trauma of after, the post trauma, the stress disorder, is not part of the Gezeira, unless we can say that it was. But nowhere do we find that they were traumatized. Nowhere do we find that, you know, they had to, there were consequences and there were things that were repercussions because of what they went through. So how did the Ribbono Shel Olam deal with that? So let me tell you a fascinating thought which occurred to me this year. It's something that I've seen many, many times, and I'm sure many of us know it, but if you think into it, you put it together, it mamash makes a lot of sense. Let's take a look at the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So we have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach that it started already in Mitzrayim. They had to prepare it days before Shabbos HaGadol, which is coming up, which, by the way, is the same setup as the year we left Mitzrayim, is Yud Nisan. And the reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol is because that is the day that they started preparing the kvosim, the sheep, for Korban Pesach. They tied it to their beds, as Chazal say. And part of the process was to show the Mitzrayim, you know, we can do what we want. You're not going to tell us what to do. But besides this inyan, which the Chinuch clearly says that the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach is in order lahashpil as the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, but we have a few unique mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach which we don't find by any other kodeshim. The first one is Al toichlo mimenu no uvashal mevishlo bamoyim ki'im tzliyesh. You have to eat it roasted, and there's a whole perek in Ketzat Soylen, Psochem, how you had to do it. It couldn't even touch the walls of the grill. It had to be an open grill with a spit. And the reason is that it should be only Tzliyesh. A whole sugya, the Rambam, gives us very clearly the details of what it needs to be in order to be Tzliyesh. Says the Chinuch, what's the reason of Davka Tzliyesh? Because B'nai Melochim, they eat meat roasted. They don't eat it cooked, because the choshevst way of eating meat is tzli. Azay zog de chinuch. Then we have another mitzvah. The mitzvah is loisay siru. You can't leave over. Now, noisar is something that we find in other karbonos as well. But Pesach is unique in the time, the window of Korban Pesach is the shortest window. Even kodeshim that are eaten leyoim v'alayla, Pesach is only en anechel ele v'alayla, and not even the whole night. According to Reb Lozov and Azariah, chatzois, it's over. So you literally have a very short window. Zog de chinuch, why? What's the inyan of not leaving over the Korban Pesach? Because peasants, when they finally get a good meal, they leave over, because who says that tomorrow I'll also have? So I may as well put away a piece for tomorrow. B'nei Melochim, you have today, you'll have tomorrow. So in their mind, their mindset is such that, you know, we don't leave over. A bit further, Nocha Mitzvah. The Etzem Lo Sishberu Boy. Don't break a bone in Korban Pesach. Why not? We don't find the Etzem Lo Sishberu Boy by any other karbonos. Zog de chinuch, peasants, when they finally put their hands on a good piece of meat, they'll suck out every piece of juice, anything that you can suck out, because, you know, finally they have the privilege of having a chosh of a meal. B'nai Melochim, they have it every day. So they don't need to suck out. B'nai Melochim don't suck out bones. The etzem lo sishberu boy. Another mitzvah. You're not even supposed to take it out of the room. So machloikis, shnei mekoyim, shnei chaburas, but it's very, very restricted. At kedei kach, there's a halacha that if you fell asleep in the middle of eating Korban Pesach, you can't continue because it's considered shnei mekoyim. Why not? What type of mitzvah is it? Says the chinuch. Peasants, when they finally have a good meal, they want to show off and they want to show their friends, look what we have. So they send around doggy bags, you know, to all their friends to send them part of their meal. B'nei Melochim, they don't do that. But to them, it's not a chiddush. So we have four lavim connected to Korban Pesach that have to do, according to the chinuch, to teach us that we're B'nei Melochim. The whole concept of eating the Korban Pesach, says the chinuch, is lahashpil d'avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim. Rabbosai, do we need more therapy than that? You have a kezayis Korban Pesach. And in that kezayis, you have all these lessons. Avada, if you just eat it and you don't think about it, then it's not going to help. But if a person internalizes the message of Pesach, what it is about, why it's there, and why we have these unique mitzvahs only by Korban Pesach, which we don't have by any other type of Kodeshim, this is therapy 101. And this is part of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. He wanted us to get rid of our mentality that we had, that we picked up this, from the stress and from the experiences that we had in Mitzrayim, that not only after we left Mitzrayim, even in Mitzrayim itself, we're still in Mitzrayim, and we're already going through this best therapy that's Shayach, and that is the reason for these mitzvahs. Now, this concept and this inyan, that again, what does this teach us? It teaches us that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want us to have post-traumatic stress disorder. He didn't want us to have to suffer consequences and repercussions afterwards. So he made sure that we got rid of it in Mitzrayim. And that gives us another boost of chizuk to reinforce what we're saying, that any type of tzar and any type of agmas nefesh that a person can have is all destined min hashamayim. There's no such thing as, listen, if a person, like we said before, goes to prison, he can't tell the judge, do you know what kind of therapy I'll have to go through in order to get rid of the stress and the trauma of sitting in prison? That doesn't work, right? The sentence is a sentence, and whatever comes with it is part of the package. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as it's because it's part of the package. It's all orchestrated, and everyone knows the Vart. They say it in the name of Chaim Volozhiner. They say it in the name of others. The Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, Keil Emuna ve'ein Ovel. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Emes, ve'ein Ovel. So l'chayre, it's a Keifel Aloshen. If it's Emuna, it's Ein Ovel. So it famously says that a Shoifet Bas of Adam only takes into account the Nesham, the person that's guilty, and he gives him a sentence according to his Avera. And let's say, if he has to be put to death, you can't argue for the judge that what's going to happen with his wife, his kids. He can have 18 children, and none of them married, and you know who's going to provide for them? It doesn't work that way. It's not even an argument. He did an avera; he has to pay for it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is keila muna, ve'ein ovel. There's no avledon. In other words, anyone that suffers from it is because that's part of the cheshbon. That's what they say, that a person should try as much as he can to have shaykhs, to tzaddikim, to erlich yidin. Because if you're close to the tzaddik, if something bad happens to you, the tzaddik will suffer, will have pain. So the Ribbono Shel Olam will save you because you are connected to a tzaddik. So this, Rabbosai, I think, is a very, very powerful message. What we need to always tell ourselves, that no matter what happens, no matter what a person goes through in life, this is the Ratzon Hashem, and there's no such thing as it's tamazoy happening. Now we'll go back to the kasha that we started. Why is it that in Chutz Loretz, before Mashiach comes, we say kol ditzrich yeseh v'yifsach? We're not talking here about actually sitting and eating Korban Pesach. We're talking about the message of Pesach. When a Yid sits down to decide the table and you're provening a Pesach, what is the purpose of a Pesach? What is it that we need to achieve? We need to achieve the B'chaldor V'dor Chayav Adam Liris Es Atzmoy. A person needs to understand where it all started. We live our lives, we run, we rush, life is on fast track, we never stop to think. At what point do we press the reset button, right? Today everyone knows you reboot when, you know, things start going not the way they should. Reboot it. Why? Because by rebooting it, you're starting from fresh. When do we do that to ourselves? We're constantly running. Pesach is the time where Maschil Beginus, you go back to Avodim Hayinu, you go back to Metchiloi B'Avodah Zarah, you press the reset button to try to explain to ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we running? Why are we, all the mitzvahs, all the Masim Toivim is all because B'tzeis Yisrael me Mitzrayim. Beis Yaakov me Amloyeis, Hoyse Yehuda Lekotchoi. That is when we became a Klal Yisrael. That's when we became a nation. That's when we became Ama Nifchar. And that is why we do everything we do. So we gotta go back to where it all started. Now, by going back to where it all started, we have this powerful lesson. Because people can definitely be pulled down by Ma'aroes Achayim. People go through, this world is not an easy world, and it's not a picnic. People do go through tzaras, and people do have tzar, and people do have agmas nefesh. But if a person realizes that this is all part of the Ratzon Hashem, and there's no such thing as having any tzar if it wasn't predestined by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it puts everything into perspective. And that is what we should be doing on Pesach night. And that is why we say, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh VeYifsach. Not in the literal sense, because that's not possible because of many reasons. But the lesson and the message of Pesach, of Korban Pesach, is something that's there and relevant. And Ve'ezes Hashem, by Pravening Pesach, Kashe Zachinu, L'sader Oysoi, Kein Niske La'asoysoi, we should be able to be Mekayim, the actual bringing of the Korban Pesach. And I'll be Messiah with a word from Rav Dushinsky Zatzal, the altar of Dushinsky. He says, we say v'noichal shom min azvochem and min apsochem asher yagi adom amal kirmes b'chach l'rotzoin. That's the tefillah we say by the baruch of asher go'alonu. So Frechter, what says asher yagi adom v'noichal shom min azvochem and min apsochem? So he says a gevaldige word. We know that there's a concept of kol oisak b'toiras oilo b'toiras chatos or b'toiras pesach ki ilu hikriv pesach, which is why many people have a minig. On Erev Pesach, they say the Korban Pesach. Zokman in the Tefillah. V'noichal shomin azvochim en min apsochim. You know which ones? Ashe yagi adomam al kirmiz b'chacho. We want the ones, the real ones. We want the ones that the actual blood is put on the Mizbeach and not ki'ilu. But the only way to get there is to do what we need to do. And in that chos will be zoichetake. We can still have it this year to bring the real Korban Pesach bebinyan ba'is hashlishi bebi'as Mashiach tzidkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu amen. Yeah, sure.